兄姊妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
每一次回到教会跟弟兄姊妹分享神的话语。
Every time when I come here to share the word of God with you,
我都有一种回到家的感觉。
I feel like homecoming.
教会是神的家，也是我们的家。
Church is the house of God and also our house.
昨天晚餐的时候。
Yesterday at dinner time.
我跟我太太讲到她年轻的时候在香港念中学的一件事情。
I was talking to my wife and she mentioned about an incident that she had when she was studying in high school in Hong Kong.
她讲到有一个叫地理科的老师。
There was a geography teacher.
教了他们班同学半年。
That she has been teaching them for half a year.
半年以后老师都没有了。
And the teacher passed away.
因为那个老师交通意外死了。
Because she died or he died in a car accident.
虽然叫他们这样短短的时间。
It was only half a year.
我的太太说影响她很深。
But my wife was deeply impacted.
她已经忘记那个老师叫他们什么的内容了。
She's forgotten the content of what the teacher taught.
可是那个老师在每一堂上。
But each lesson,
他的诚恳,
the sincerity,
他的用心,
the diligence,
影响到我的太太,
had much impact on my wife.
我太太在, 现在在澳洲的私立学校教书,
my wife is now teaching in a private school here in Sydney.
那个已经过去的老师, 他的教学的态度, 人生,
the style, the way the teacher taught,has much impact on her.
影响到她现在在这里当教师的角色。
And now she has the role of a teacher.
所以一个人的活在地上。
Therefore, when each of us live on earth,
不是你得到多少。
It's not how much you gain.
乃是你留下了多少。
But what's the legacy that you can pass on?
有很有钱。
Many people are very rich.
那个钱呢，多到几代人也洗不完。
There's so much money that cannot be used for next or few generations.
对他的印象。
But the impression people had.
除了钱以外，就没有其他的印象了。
Besides being filthy.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你的聚会当中。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come to your assembly.
你看我们每一个人为眼中的瞳仁。
You see each of us as the apple of your eye.
极为宝贵。
So precious to you.
我们恭敬把今天的聚会。
We humbly commit this hour.
交托在你的手里。
Into your gracious hands.
因为唯有你。
Because only you.
才能满足我们每一个人。
Can satisfy us.
唯有你。
And you alone.
才是我们终极的价值。
Is our ultimate meaning and purpose.
我们恭敬把我们的朋友
we commit our friends,
把我们的弟兄姊妹
our brothers and sisters,
把我们的教会
our church,
完全交托在你手
commit fully to you,
你每时每刻
moment by moment,
带领我们每一个人
guide each one of us,
荣耀归给你
may all glory be yours,
奉耶稣的名而求
in Jesus' name we pray,
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天分享圣经的一段话
Shall we share on the passage from the Bible?
是记载在创世纪第四章
Genesis chapter 4
你们面前有圣经
If you have your own Bible
请你打开圣经的旧约第四页
Please turn to page 4 Genesis
是创世纪的第四章
The chapter 4 of Genesis
我们懂中文的
If you know Chinese,
用起音的方式来念这一段经文
Please read alternatively.
在我这一面呢，念单数。
Those on this side will read.
在这一面呢，念双数。
Even verses.
是创世纪第四章一到二十六节。
Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 26.
念完以后请我们姊妹念英文的。
And after that, I'll read in English.
然后我们来分享这一段话语。
Then I'll share on this passage.
我们请这一边的弟兄念 创世纪第四章第一节。
Brothers and sisters on this side。
然后这一面弟兄姊妹念第二节。
First one, please。
你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了面色呢？该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他的兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。该隐对耶和华说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能担当。对他说，凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。他妻子就怀孕生了以勒。马祖沙你真爱吗？
马
麦
有两个心，一个名叫马大，一个名叫亚西马。亚麦是亚大，亚麦就是叫亚麦，他是一切追求之人的
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛德，意思说神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯。那时候曾才投靠耶和华的名。
And now I shall read in English. Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying,I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again, she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of the fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother Abel is crying to me from the ground, and now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and away from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." Then the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest anyone who found him should attack him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. And he built a city after the name of the city, using the name of the son Enoch. To Enoch was born Ered, and Ered fathered Methuselah, and Methuselah fathered Methuselah, and Methuselah fathered Lamech. And Lamech took two wives, and the name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. Ada bore Jabal. And he was the father of those who dwell the tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal, and was the father of all those who play lyre and pipe. Zillah also bore Tubal-Cain. He was a forger of all instruments of bronze and iron. The sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his two wives, Ada and Zillah, "Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech, listen to what I say. I've killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain's revenge is sevenfold, then Lamech is 77-fold. And Adam knew his wife again. She bore a son and called his name Seth. And she said, "God has appointed for me another offspring instead of Abel, for Cain killed him." To Seth also a son was born, and was called the name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord.
我在澳洲的家,
in my house in Sydney,
前院有一些植物,
in the front garden there are some plants.
就在这个春天的时候,
and in springtime,
在那个植物身上,
on the plants,
有时候会看见一些蝴蝶的幼虫,
sometimes I'll see some caterpillars,
毛茸茸地爬在叶子上,
hairy little worms crawling on the leaves.
我们大家都知道蝴蝶产卵在植物上,
we all know that butterflies lay eggs on plants.
幼虫在越大的地方,
and in tropical areas,
只要2到3个礼拜, 就可以变成蝴蝶了,
the larvae will take 2 to 3 weeks to become butterflies.
有些寒冷的地方,
but in colder places,
要到2到3年的时间, 小毛虫才可以变成蝴蝶,
it might take 2 to 3 years for little larvae to become butterflies.
虽然时间有不同,
although there's a difference in time,
可是要成为一只会飞翔的蝴蝶,
but to become a beautiful butterfly,
所有的小毛虫,
all the caterpillars,
都必须要经过一个蜕变的过程,
have to go through the process called metamorphosis,
还可以成为一只会飞的蝴蝶,
so they can fly and become beautiful butterflies.
有人说创世纪第四章,
some people say that Genesis chapter 4,
当中所记载的一个人物叫该隐,
there's a figure mentioned here,
他是一条没有蜕变的毛虫,
some people call him a caterpillar that didn't got transformed.
从头到尾由此之中,
from beginning to the end,
他都没有变成一只美丽可以飞翔的蝴蝶,
he didn't change, he didn't transform into a beautiful butterfly.
那么该隐的生命里面,
so in the life of Cain,
究竟发生了什么问题,
what had happened,
使他有这样的结果,
so that he became like this.
18 年前
,18 years ago,
在美国的历史上
,in the history of America,
发生了一个很重大的命案
,there was a grave and serious murder case.
这个事情给世上的人很大的震惊
,it was a shock to the world.
带给美国人
,and it brought much shock.
从总统到全国的老百姓
From president to all the common people,
都受到极大的伤痛和悲哀
A lot of grief and shock.
这件事情
that happened
曾经在2017年拍成电影
was turned into a film in 2017.
这件事情呢发生的结果
and the result of this incident
就是在2001年的6月12号
it happened.On the 12th of June 2001,
美国印第安纳州的州政府
in the state of Indiana,
把一个关在监牢里的年轻的凶手处死了
executed a young murderer who was
他死的时候刚刚33岁
he was 33 years old.
为什么这个年轻人会下到这个下场呢
Why did that young man got such an end?
凶手的名字叫麦克维。
The name of the murderer was Timothy McVeigh.
原来他是一个退伍的美国军人。
He was a retired veteran.
1982年。
In 1982.
当他19岁的时候。
When he was 19.
跟大家年轻人差不多岁数。
Similar to most of you.
美国跟伊拉克发生了第一次战争。
That was the first Gulf War.
麦克维这个年轻人
Timothy
在国家的征兵的规定下
and he was conscripted
他被派到伊拉克的战场上
and sent to war against Iraq
跟敌人作战
he fought in the battles
后来他退伍回去了回国了
and he retired and returned to USA
1995年麦克维
and in 1995
这个年轻人带着7000公斤的炸药
Timothy McVeigh took 7,000 kilos TNT
放在美国的联邦大厦里面
and put in the federal building.
然后他引爆炸药
and he exploded the building.
当时整个建筑物一半的面积倒下来
at that time half of the building collapsed.
马上死掉168个人
and 168 people died instantly.
而受伤的人不计其数
and there were numerous.
大家在身上
so many people
在心灵里
in hearts or bodily
都留下了不能磨灭的创伤和痛苦
or harms and scars in them
事情发生以后经过六年的审讯
after 6 years of trials
引起了许多法律的问题
many legal issues were raised
大家问这个重大的事情为什么发生
people ask why did it happen in the first place
凶手该不该受死刑
Should the murderer be sentenced to death?
最后法官
At the end
宣布处死这个凶手
At the end he was given death sentence
虽然凶手死了
Although he had died
可是为他辩护的律师
But his
却在报章上写下他的感言
Wrote articles in the newspapers.
这个律师感叹地说
The lawyer said,
这个案件经过六年的审讯
This case had gone through 6 years of trial.
所有人卷到这个案件灾难的人
Everyone that was involved.
不管是凶手的家人和朋友
Whether the family or friends of the murderer.
受害受伤的许许多多的家庭
Many people that were harmed and injured or killed.
执法的人员
or the legal team.
包括陪审团、律师、法官
the jury, the judge, and the lawyers.
甚至当时的美国总统
even the president at that time.
事实上
in fact,
所有的美国人
all the people of America
都是这件事的受害者
were victims of this incident.
这样严重的事情
This is such a grave matter.
为什么会发生?
Why did it happen?
美国纽约市
in New York City of America.
专注于青年福音工作的大卫牧师。
There is a pastor devoted to youth ministry, Reverend David Wilkerson.
他原来在美国的郊外服事，是一个乡下的牧师。
Originally, he was a pastor in the countryside.
乡下的人都跟他很好。
And the country folk loved him.
大家都过着一个平静的生活。
And they enjoyed a peaceful life.
有一次。
But once.
大卫牧师拿起一份杂志。
Reverend Dave Wilkerson was reading in a magazine.
他那份杂志叫 Life.
That was Life magazine.
他随便地翻开。
He was browsing and browsing.
突然间，他的眼睛给一张照片吸引住。
Suddenly, his attention was captured by a picture.
照片上有一个大概十六七岁的年轻人。
It's a young person, 17 or 18 year old.
从他的眼睛、面部。
But from his facial expression.
我们都看到他充满疑惑、恐惧、灰心。
He could see doubt.Anger and despair.
原来这个人
This young man.
跟他六个同年龄的朋友，年轻朋友
Together of six friends of similar age.
给警察抓了
Were arrested by the police.
正在纽约的法庭受审
And they were tried in a court in New York.
因为这群年轻人
Because this group of young people.
他们在纽约的 High Beach Park 公园里面
Together in the High Bridge Park in New York.
把一个患有小儿麻痹症正15岁的年轻人用刀把他杀死。
They stabbed and killed a 15-year-old handicapped boy.
这个年轻的死者
This young victim.
死以前
Before he died.
还遭受到这群年轻人的虐待和无情的痛打。
He was beaten again and again by this gang.
这七个人还把死者的血涂抹在自己的身上衣服上。
And these seven people smeared the blood of the dead on the body.
因为在他们的心中
，because they thought，
认为打死一个残障的人了
，killing a handicapped person
是一个很棒的事情
，is something really brilliant。
半点内疚和悔改也没有
，there was no sign of remorse。
大会牧师看到了这段报道。
Reverend Dave Wilkerson read this report.
都在这个时候。
At that time.
他的脑海中有一个声音。
A voice.
不断地呼唤他。
A voice was calling to him.
你去纽约市帮助那些可怜堕落的年轻人。
Go. Go to New York. Go and help these hopeless people.
最初的一刻。
At first,
大卫牧师觉得简直是开玩笑。
Reverend David Wilkerson thought this is a joke.
因为这个人从小都在乡下长大生活。
Because he grew up in the countryside.
没有去过大城市纽约。
Had never been to New York, such a big city.
可是这个声音不断的一次一次的催促他到纽约市。
But the voice was kept urging him to go to New York.
最后他经过长时间的祷告
Finally, after a long time of prayer,
他终于明白这个是神的对他的呼召
He understood it was the call from God.
结果大卫牧师
Therefore,
他很快辞退乡下牧师的服事
He quickly took leave from his ministry in the countryside,
收拾好自己的行李
and packed,
然后跑到一个他第一次去的陌生遥远的纽约市
And went to New York that was foreign and alien to him.
帮助那些落在罪恶深渊的年轻人
To help those young people who were involved in sins and crimes.
让他们可以认识耶稣基督的福音
So that they will hear the good news of the Lord Jesus.
告诉他们有一个机会，有一个方向
And to tell them there's a way, there's a direction.
就是向神悔改
That is repentance to us.
你都可以得到重新做人的机会
That you will be born again and have a new life.
大会牧师仍然在当地服事。
And now he's still serving in New York.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们回过头来
When we look back.
因此翻开创世纪第四章
Together shall we read Genesis chapter 4.
看一下亚当和夏娃第一个儿子该隐的生平。
And shall we look at the life of Cain.The first child of Adam and Eve.
在开始的时候
In the beginning,
我们曾经说过
We've said,
该隐好像一条从来没有蜕变的毛虫啊。
Cain was like a caterpillar, never transformed.
由始至终，从头到尾。
From the beginning to the end.
他都没有变成可以飞翔的蝴蝶啊。
He did not transform or change into a beautiful butterfly to fly and soar in the sky.
为什么？
Why?
到底在这个人的身上发生了什么问题？
What happened to him?
为了了解这个提问，
To understand this.
让我们大家走一趟。
Shall we go together?
我们回到该隐生活的年代看一下。
And we trace the life of Cain.
圣经十分清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible is very clear to tell us.
该隐的父母就是亚当和夏娃。
The parents of Cain was Adam and Eve.
因为他们两个人因为违背了神的吩咐。
Adam and Eve disobeyed the instruction.
而走上了犯罪的道路。
And they sinned against God.
结果给神赶出伊甸园。
Eventually, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
犯罪这个字，这个罪字。
Sin, to sin.
在圣经的意思。
By definition of the Bible.
乃是指人的行为言语背叛了神。
Refers to human beings.Sinning against God in words or actions.
罪的发生啊,
the sin, sinning
带来我们非常大的影响和改变,
has brought much change and impact.
人因犯罪不单止改变人跟神的关系,
because of sinning, the relationship between man and God has changed.
也改变了人跟人的关系,
and the interpersonal relationship has also changed.
同时也改变了大自然跟我们的关系。
Has much impact on the relationship of human beings and nature.
今天大家可以在大自然的生态和污染上。
You can easily understand this from the ecosystem and pollution.
从人与人之间的关系非常疏离绷紧。
And you can see from the very tense or distant human relationship.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
朋友。
My dear friends,
你可能说我手上的手机上
You may say from my mobile or smartphones,
可能在微信，可能在 Facebook,
in my Facebook, Twitter or WeChat or WhatsApp,
我有很多朋友
I got many friends,
但是你问心自问
But ask yourself,
你有几个知己的朋友
Do you have real friends, true friends?
他们先给你送给你的消息。
What message? What messages?
你看吗?
Will you read in detail?
专家告诉我们。
Many experts are telling us.
虽然现在是网络的世界。
In this world of internet.
可是我们人与人之间的疏离啊。
Sadly, among men.
非常的远啊，从来没有这样遥远。
We are so distant and far apart from one another.
你在 Facebook, 在 Twitter 很难找到一个真正的对你了解的人。
In Facebook or Twitter, you can seldom or hardly find one who knows you.
在这个世界里面。
In this world.
人不顾良知。
People ignore their conscience.
胡作妄为。
And they do all the wrong things.
这一切。
All this.
都让我们十分清楚
are telling us a very clear message
看到罪的真实存在
that we know the existence of sin
和它极大的影响
and the grave consequences
过去
in the past
人在神所创造的伊甸园生活
when men lived in Garden of Eden that God created for them
亚当和夏娃都很容易生活
Adam and Eve had an easy life
可是当他们犯罪以后
But after they sinned,
人的生活都发生很大的转变
Their life had such a great change
从此亚当和夏娃
Since then
和后来的人直到今天
Adam and Eve and all of us till today
人都是要辛苦的工作
We have to work and labor hard
才可以得到糊口啊
In order to earn the livelihood
不单止如此
Not only this
犯罪带来了死亡。
Sin brought death.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
你可以说我现在还坐在这里，我没有死。
You can say that I'm sitting here well, I'm not going to die soon.
虽然 人在肉身上并没有马上死。
Perhaps men didn't die straight away.
可是从圣经的看法。
But from the perspective of the gospel.
当罪使人走进一个死亡的领域。
When sin led men to the territory of death.
我们在一个死亡的领域过程。
We are in a process of dying.
在这个过程里面,
in this process,
人生充满了痛苦,
life is full of suffering.
你非常不安,
unrest,
你孤单空虚,
loneliness and emptiness.
没有一件事可以满足你,
there's nothing that can satisfy you.
如果一个人真实的经历过人生,
if you taste life and truly know your life,
我们要好好的认认真真的回顾。
When we truly examine our past,
大家必然察觉到人生,
you will know that in your life,
就是劳苦愁烦, 转眼成空了,
it's truly vanity and vanity, and everything is empty.
这种感觉,
this feeling,
在亚当夫妇心里面,
was so real to Adam and Eve.
当年可以体会得到,
they fully understood it.
我上个月
Last month, I turned 60.
我就跟我的儿女计算一下我余下的年岁。
I counted my days with my children.
因为她奶奶八十多岁今年。
Because my mother is in her 80s.
他们的外婆也八十多岁。
And my wife's mother is also in her 80s.
一个还在，一个已经死去了。
One is still living, one is deceased.Say for instance, I say that I will live till my 80s. We have 24 hours a day. It's easy to calculate. We can use simple arithmetic.
然后我把吃饭的时间、睡觉的时间
and to take away those sleeping hours and the time for meals.Take away these time and hours.
我在告诉我的女儿跟孩子。
I told my children.
我只有20,000个小时跟你在一起。
I only got 20,000 hours to be with you.
转眼成空啊。
Soon all will be gone.
我们不能期望我们不会死长寿。
Well, we can long for longevity, but we will die.
我们回头来看亚当夏娃。
When we look at Adam and Eve,
一个曾经领受过爱
，one of those who knew love of God,
一定会十分怀念珍惜。
They would truly miss the time they had with God.
你算一下自己的记忆。
And they will refresh the memories.
哪些事情会留在你的脑海中啊
？For you yourself.What memories or what fond memories you have? Normally, people will try to forget those. If you are a normal person, you will treasure or keep the memory of those happy times and those who are close to you.
亚当跟夏娃
Adam and Eve
他们曾经领受过神的爱
They had the love of God
当然很想回去
Of course they longed to go back to the Garden of Eden
回到伊甸园的幸福生活
To return to the happy days in the Garden of Eden
夏娃不久就怀孕
And Eve conceived
她生下了大儿子
And she got a son
这个小孩子
This little boy
带给他们两夫妇无限的希望
brought them much hope
这种感受
with such a joy
就好像我们家有孩子的父母一般
like us who have children
心里都有很大的盼望
we have much expectation and hope of on the child
你们在座的年轻人
young people among us
你们要记住
please remember
你们的父母非常爱你
Your parents love you dearly. they take you as the treasures of their lives.
亚当和夏娃一定会想起。
Adam and Eve would remember.
在创世纪第三章十五节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
所记载的一件事情。
God gave them a promise.
就是人犯罪以后。
After sinning.
神曾经对那个有偏人犯罪的蛇这样讲过一段话。
God said to the serpent.
这段话这样说，我要叫你和女人彼此为仇。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And between your offspring and hers.
你要伤他的脚跟。
He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.
这段话是神对蛇所讲的话。
That's the sentence God had for the serpent.
透露出人犯罪以后。
Telling after sinning.
神为整个人类要预备一个拯救的应许。
God will provide salvation for mankind.
上帝既然有这样的应许。
Because of this promise.
所以在亚当和夏娃得到这第一个儿子的时候。
When Adam and Eve got the firstborn.
他们看见这个新生命的出来。
Looking at this little baby.
亚当夫妇就认为这是神给他们的拯救。
They thought he must be the source of salvation.
心里面有无限的希望。
They were so happy and hopeful.
还很欢喜。
They were so delighted.
他们想着的是。
Because they thought.
伊甸早晚就可以回到那个美丽的伊甸园去生活了。
Very soon we'll be able to return to the Garden of Eden.
于是他们把这个孩子取名叫该隐。
So they gave him the name Cain.
意思就是得到了，得着了。
Meaning gotten or acquired.
就是已经得到了。
So we got it.
亚当夫妇得了头胎的儿子。
After this firstborn,
这个孩子成为一家人希望。
And he became the hope of the family.
照理由，亚当夫妇当然会把最好的事情教到这个孩子。
And Adam and Eve would teach him the best thing.
就好像在座的年轻人。
Just like the young people among us.
我不知道你的家庭状况。
I don't know your family background.
可是你能够来到澳洲念书。
But for you to be able to come to Australia to study here, your parents pay a price. Because your parents love you. Adam and Eve gave the best to the son. So that he will grow properly. And they would have told the child the happy days.The old days in Garden of Eden. And they will have told him about things of God. The relationship and the sweet relationship with God. The honor and glory of God. God's attributes. And the likes and the dislikes of God. They will tell him what God hates.And they will personally teach the child.
让这个孩子认识。
So that the child will know God as well.
亚当和夏娃因为违背了神的吩咐。
Because Adam and Eve disobeyed God.
落得离开伊甸园的下场。
So that they have to be cast away from the Garden of Eden.
现在他们有了孩子。
Now that they have the child.
心里盼望这个孩子该隐。
They will hope that Cain would not.
不要重蹈他父母的覆辙。
Sin or err like them.
实在不愿意不希望这个心爱的孩子
and they would not want the child to commit sin like they did
走上犯罪的途径
how they would want to prevent this
可是事情好像并不是这样发展下去
yet sadly it wasn't like this
以后当亚当和夏娃得了第二个儿子
eventually Adam and Eve got the second son
他们为这个孩子取名叫亚伯。
They gave him the name Abel.
意思就是虚空了。
The meaning is vanity or vapor.
照理由多了一个孩子。
In theory, having another child.
父母家庭应该更加欢喜才对啊。
The parents should be happier.
为什么感觉到虚空
？Why did they feel the vanity?
这个名字的内容
The name of Abel
可以说把你的亚当夫妇
reflected something in Adam and Eve.
他们内心藏着一份不平安。
In their hearts, they had unrest.
也许
perhaps,
亚当和夏娃看见他们得救的出路。
Adam and Eve saw the way of salvation.
并不完全在大儿子该隐的身上。
They were not entirely lay upon the shoulders of Cain.
换句话说
，In other words,
救恩并不是透过该隐而实现。
Salvation would not be realized or fulfilled through Cain.
亚当和夏娃看着大儿子该隐成长
，as they saw or observed Cain growing up,
并没有带给他们一家可以回到伊甸园的希望。
They could not envisage the hope of returning to the Garden of Eden.
事实上
，in fact,
在神拯救人类的大计划里面
，in the salvation plan of God for mankind,
神独生的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, the only Son of God,
才是挽救全人类,
is the one that will save mankind.
让人跟神和好的拯救者,
He's the Savior for us.
我们只有透过耶稣基督,
only through Jesus,
我们才能够回到过去当初与神在一起的生活,
that we can return to the relationship right with God.
这个就是《使徒行传》第四章十二节上面说到的。
This is Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
除他以外别无拯救因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
Salvation is found in no one else for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved
圣经清楚地告诉大家
The Bible is clearly telling us
只有耶稣
Only Jesus
才是人类的拯救者
The only, He's the only Savior of the world
我们接着看该隐和亚伯两兄弟。
Should we continue to look at the sibling relationship of Abel and Cain?
他们一同的带东西来到奉献给神。
They took the offerings to God.
圣经第一次讲到奉献祭都在这里。
This is the first mention of sacrifice or offering in the Bible.
人向神献祭。
Men were offering to God.
究竟是什么意思？
What does it mean?
是不是神有所缺乏，需要人送上礼物了
？Does it mean that God lacks something that He wants gifts for men？
是不是人得到很多东西而分一点给神呢
？Does it mean that man has got a lot and has to share with God？
或者是人有所求，
or、
给一点东西向神，求神答应他呢
？Or man has to ask something of God so that he has to give something to return？
依照圣经的本意。
According to the Bible,
献祭乃是我这个人
offering,
我去寻找神
means me as a person want to seek God.
我去寻求神
I want to seek and build relationship.
就建一个神接纳我这个人的关系
so that God will accept me.
该隐和亚伯两个人献祭
Cain and Abel.Offered their sacrifices.
神只悦纳弟弟亚伯的献祭。
God was pleased with Abel's offering.
而拒绝了哥哥该隐的行为。
But had no regard for Cain's offering.
这中间发生了什么事？
What happened?
原因在哪里？
Why was it like this?
是不是亚伯献的很大份？
Was it because Abel had a large portion of the offering?
而该隐奉献的很小。
And Cain offered very little.
在旧约撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
In the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
神差派先知撒母耳。
God was sending the prophet Samuel.
警告当时的以色列王扫罗。
To warn King Saul.
撒母耳说。
Samuel said.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜欢人听从他的话？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
Does God delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
在这里
，here
清楚地告诉我们
，clearly we are told，
听从神，顺从神
，to obey the Lord and to hear Him。
对于献祭的人来说
For the man who is going to offer sacrifice,
是非常重要的。
It's very, very important.
整本旧约圣经
The Old Testament is telling us.
说到许许多人来到神面前献祭
A lot of sacrifices mentioned.
神所注重的。
But what does God see?
乃是我这个献祭的人的心啊。
He cares about the heart of the one who offers.
至于祭物的形式。
Not the way or the portion.
多还是小。
Or the size of the offering.
一切一切都是次要的。
These are of secondary importance.
神不断地提醒大家。
God is reminding each one of us.
人对于神那份尊敬。
The reverence and respect for God.
出于爱慕神而愿意顺服他的心。
That is based on a loving relationship.
才是最重要。
And subsequent willingness to
obey. 该隐的献祭。
Cain's offering.
他不给神悦纳。
Was not accepted by God.
其实是不接纳他的动机和行为。
It's because of his motive.
该隐知道神对他不喜悦。
Cain knew that God had no regard for him.
这个人却没有认错检讨。
And he didn't reflect or evaluate.
反而大发雷霆，非常不满。
Rather, he poured out his wrath.
心灵里面对神愤愤不平。
He was so angry against God.
甚至把愤怒燃烧到别人身上。
And his anger was kindled against his brother.
许多时候。
Very often.
弟兄姊妹，我们做基督徒的生活。
In this Christian walk of ours.
在家庭，在服事上，甚至在工作上出了问题。
At home, at work, or in ministry, when problems arise.
神已经提醒我们了。
God is reminding us.
神的告诫目的是叫我们归回正路。
And all these are for us to come back to him.
因此。
Therefore.
我们作为神的儿女。
Being children of God.
千万不要忽略这一切的提醒。
Don't ignore the reminders.
因为这个指引。
Because these are sensing directions.
会带给我们过一个健康的信仰生活。
Will lead us to a healthy life of faith.
使我们得到神的悦纳。
So that we are well pleased and accepted by God.
澳洲是一个很大的岛。
Australia is a big continent. In fact, an island.
今天如果 你来澳洲只有两条路。
To come to Australia, there are only two ways.
就是好像过去坐船。
You may come by sea.
另外一条路就是坐飞机啊。
Or by plane.
每一个人坐在这里都有坐飞机的经验。
Most of us have had plane rides.
上个月8月31号。
Last month, on the 31st of August.
在西澳洲的天空上。
In Western Australia,
有一次意想不到的飞行意外发生。
There was an aviation accident.
有一个飞行学员叫 Max 的。
A student pilot called Max.
他学习驾驶飞机。
He was learning to fly.
Max 曾经上过两堂电脑的飞行课程。
And he had two lessons learning by flight simulator.
坐在电脑学驾驶。
And was learning before the computer.
那一天8月31号。
So on the 31st of August.
是他第一次实际的借助飞机飞上天空了。
He had his first actual flight.
没想到在飞行的当中啊。
But it was totally unexpected.
坐在旁边叫他控制飞机那个老师。
That his flight instructor that was sitting next to him.
突然晕倒啊
！Fainted，
没有反应，倒在他旁边身上啊
！He was totally unconscious.
如果你学驾车，车子
，If you're learning to drive，
前面你的车子，停在高速公路上面
，And you're driving on the highway，
你的感受如何
？How you feel？
车子停在路上，你还可以下来。
If you can park your car, you can still leave the car.
现在 Max 在飞机上，他怎样下来？
And now Max is up in the air.
非常危险。
It was so dangerous.
Max 看见这个情形。
So Max, in response,
马上跟博士的飞机场控制中心联络。
Called the control tower of Perth.
他向他们求救。
He was asking for help.
中心问他，你懂不懂控制飞机啊？
And the control center asked, Do you know how to control the plane? And the Max says, this is my first lesson.
控制中心接到这个消息,
and the control tower got this message.
马上在空中指导他如何驾驶飞机,
and told him how to control the plane.
他在附近的小型飞机场上盘旋了一个小时,
finally, he was circling in a small airport.
学习怎样操纵飞机,
meanwhile, learning how to control the plane.
然后他依照指示,
and he followed the instructions.
成功地把飞机降落,
and safely and successfully landed the plane.
飞机没有任何的损坏,
the plane wasn't destroyed at all.
简直是一次完美的降落,
it was a perfect landing.
晕倒的飞行老师,
the instructor that had fainted,
马上送到医院去治疗,
was immediately sent to the hospital.
情况稳定,
and he's in stable condition.
Max 受到表扬,
and Max was praised and complimented.
他按照指示把飞机平安地降落,
he landed the plane safely.
不但救治,
he saved himself.
也救到其他人,
and he saved another person.
如果他不按指示, 很慌张的话,
if he didn't obey the instructions and it was panicking,
你可以想象那种情况,
you can imagine what would have happened.
鸡汤的事情发生,
this incident,
我想,
I think
Max
will get his license pretty soon.
我们再来看该隐,
let's go back to Cain.
神爱该隐,
God loves Cain.
希望他悔改,
he wanted him to repent.
不希望该隐一直错下去,
God doesn't want Cain to go down that path.
所以格外地提醒该隐,
so God was reminding and rebuking, admonishing Cain.
在第七节里面,
in verse 7 of chapter 4,
说到神劝告该隐,
verse 7 talks about God's reminder.
只是他, 你不要被罪前累,
telling him, sin is crouching, but you must overcome it.
告诫他, 你要克服罪,
you have to rule over it.
因为罪会带来恶行,
because sin will bring grave consequences.
恶行会遭到神公义的审判,
and he will be judged.
可是事情的发展却出人意料, 意想不到,
unfortunately for Cain,
该隐不止没有听神的规劝,
he didn't heed God's reminder.
他拒绝神,
he rejected God.
甚至进行谋害弟弟亚伯的可怕阴谋,
and started to meditate on murdering his brother.
该隐把对神的不满和怨气,
Cain was so unhappy or dissatisfied against God,
无理地发泄在一个无辜者的身上,
and he took all his wrath and poured on his brother Abel.
在这个时候,
at that time,
罪不单止破坏了神跟人的关系,
sin destroyed the relationship of man and God,
甚至引起家庭问题,
and it's caused problems in the family,
兄弟骨肉的伤残,
sibling problems,
无辜者的性命,
and the innocent lives was taken,
给人无情地夺走,
and he was killed.
类似的事情,
similar things,
在今天的世界里面,
it's also happening today.
我们常常都听到, 看到,
so often we can see and hear such things happening today.
刚开始的时候,
in the beginning,
我们不是说过美国联邦大厦的爆炸吗?
Talk about the explosion in the federal building of the USA.
那个患了小儿麻痹症的小孩子给人杀的事情吗?
And also the murder of the young handicapped boy.
如今杀人,
today, murders,
欺骗,
forgery,
伤害别人,
harming, causing injuries to others,
各种形式的不法行为,
all kinds of lawlessness,
不断的加增,
been increasing.
我去年念过一本书,
last year I read a book,
关于这个网络的罪行问题,
talk about the sins on an internet.
看过一个数据跟统计,
according to statistics,
去年在英国,
in England, UK, last year,
你知道有很多骗案的吧?
You know, there are a lot of forgeries.
竟然有三分之一的骗案,
one third
在网路上发生,
were carried out over the internet.
换句话说, 在网路上,
In other words, there are so many forgeries. This is a significant figure. And this figure will increase.
神的公义,
God's righteousness.
他遍插全地,
God is looking. And he will execute justice.
该隐的所作所为,
what Cain did
他以为无人知道,
was oblivious, he thought.
可是神知道,
but God saw it.
神要为无辜者伸冤,
God is going to extend righteousness for the innocent. And he will punish Cain.
但是这个人灵魂不灵,
but Cain was stubborn.
神问他, 你的弟弟亚伯在哪里?
God was asking, where is your brother?
该隐已经把弟弟害死了,
in fact, Cain had killed him.
这个人却大方, 我不知道,
but he lied and said, I don't know.
这个时候,
at that time,
无肉的心情没有了,
he was totally merciless.
良心也没有了,
he didn't keep to his conscience.
对于神判他流离飘荡的处罚,
regarding the sentence from God for him to become a fugitive and wander, Cain said, it's too much for me. And he was bargaining with God. There's no sign of repentance at all.
这种表现,
Cain and how he behaved was worse than Adam and Eve.
人的罪,
the sin of man
一代比一代的深,
is becoming more grave and grave.
可是神仍然像慈父一样,
but God our Father is still the loving Heavenly Father.
保留该隐的性命,
he kept Cain's life.
在这里讲一点中国的传统,
I'll talk about some customs in China.
大家都在中国来的,
most of us came from China.
你应该知道孔子和孟子这两个人了,
you know about Confucius and Mencius.
孔子跟孟子,
both of them,
相距100年,
they were 100 years apart.
孔子的著作里面,
in the writings of, Confucius,
大家都知道他讲仁爱,
you know he talks about benevolence.
但是到孟子的时候,
but the time of Mencius,
这个仁爱的爱字没有了,
the benevolence has changed.
只讲仁义,
it's become righteousness.
为什么讲仁义呢?
Why righteousness?
因为这100年里面,
because during that century,
中国的历史越来越糟糕,
in the history of China at that time, it was becoming more and more chaotic.
如果你打开孔子的论语的他重要的一本言行的记录的话,
if you read 论语 of Confucius writing,
你比较第一页,
and compare the first page,
跟孟子所讲的第一页有很大的差别,
to the first page of Mencius, there's such a great difference.
孔子讲到人的修身,
Confucius talk about you disciplining yourself.
而孟子的第一页,
in the first page of Mencius writing,
一个诸侯王,
for a noble,
看见孟子来了,
saw Mencius coming to him and asked him one thing.
先生,
teacher,
你千里迢迢来到我们中间,
you've come all the way to us.
你有什么好处给我们呢?
What benefits are you going to bring to us?
你有什么好处给我们?
Benefits, what are they?
今天的世界,
in this society today,
你有没有benefit给人家?
What benefits do you have to offer?
创世纪第4章的后半段,
in Genesis chapter 4,
讲到该隐的后代,
it's mentioned about the descendants of Cain. They were powerful and mighty to build cities.
懂得铸造铜铁,
they forged bronze and iron instruments.
十分之文明,
they were so civilized.
可是圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible is telling us,
这群该隐的后代,
these descendants of Cain,
他们的罪,
their sins,
并没有文明的进步而有所改善,
did not diminish because of the civilization,
反而变本加厉,
rather they were getting worse and worse.
在这一章圣经第24节,
in chapter 4 verse 24,
该隐的子孙拉莫上帝说,
Lamech said,
壮年人伤我, 我把他杀了, 少年人选我, 我把他害了，若是该隐遭报七倍，撒拉麦的必遭报七十七倍。
I've killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times.
这些可怕的言语。
See how he spoke.
乃是讲到。
He's telling us.
凡是以牙还牙。
I will revenge.
用仇恨报仇的手段去解决问题。
He will take revenge in his hands.
你认为这个社会会安宁吗？
Do you think the society or the people will live at peace?
2019年9月初到美国时代周刊。
September 2019. In the Time Magazine.
讲到2017年美国警察滥用暴力。
Refer to police exercising excessive violence.
把无辜的市民打死的数目
，and they killed a lot of innocent people，
超过一千多人
，and totaled more than 1,000 people。
而在美国的本土
，and in USA，
日常所发生的开枪事件
，there's so many incidents of using guns，
给打死的普通老百姓的数字
，and many people were killed，
远远超过恐怖分子所伤害的人
，and the number of people killed were way way above those killed by the terrorist.
我们在开始的时候
，in the beginning，
讲到那个退伍的军人把美国联邦大厦炸开
，we talked about the explosion that's caused by the retired veteran in U.S. This is one example.
最后，年轻人被判死刑
，in the end, that young person was sentenced to death.
这件事发生的原因在哪里
？Why did it happen？
为什么其他辩护的律师？
Why is he defending lawyers?
觉得这件事的受害人是全美国人。
We say the victims were all the young people in the U.S.
那我们可以看一下这个年轻人的背景资料。
Should we look at the background of that person?
也许我们可以找到答案。
Perhaps we can find the answer.
这个年轻人麦克维。
Timothy McVeigh.
原来在乡下长大。
Lived and grew up in the country.
他的父母都是务农为业。
His parents were farmers.
他有一个妹妹
He had a sister.
大家都过着平凡快乐的生活
And they lived a happy and ordinary life.
当1982年伊拉克战争爆发的时候
In 1982, when the Gulf War against Iraq started,
这个年轻人给政府派去参战
This young man was conscripted.
在训练的时候
During training,
士兵学习运用各种武器
The soldiers were trained to use all kinds of weapons.
他们被灌输打仗杀人
and they were indoctrinated killing in war
是正义的行为
it's a righteousness
这种思想一直牢牢地留在年轻人的脑海中
and this mentality concept stayed with him
后来这个年轻人回国了退伍了
after this Murray retired and returned to US
可是在美国本土的人民
But people living in USA do not like war.
因此，退伍军人得不到大家的尊敬爱戴。
Therefore, veterans do not enjoy the glory that they wanted.
由于这个年轻人在打仗的时候，认为杀人是保护自己。
Because Murray thought killing in battle is to an act of protecting yourself.
在这种情况下，他认为要保护自己。
So in this sense, he thought he had to protect himself.
于是他设计报仇杀人的计划。
So he started to plan to explode and kill.
最终把联邦大厦炸掉。
And in the end, he set explosion to
the building. 对于军人来说
，for soldiers,
杀人是正义的行为。
Killing is an act of righteousness.
所以由此至终
，therefore,
在审讯的时候
，during trial,
他没有半点悔改。
He didn't have the least sense of repentance. He didn't think he was wrong at all.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
战争把一个正常人的人性扭曲了
War has distorted the mentality of a normal person.
产生了错误的价值观
Had wrong value and concept.
这个错误的价值观带给人错误的人生
That led to a pitiful life.
事实上，这个年轻人的心理障碍实在太大了。
Actually, this person actually had a lot of psychological problems. He could and should have received psychological help.
在受审的时候,
during the time of trial,
那些在爆炸中受害的家属,
the family of those who died in the explosion
纷纷要求处死凶手,
asked for death sentence.
大家很震惊地说,
they were angry.
凶手一天传代都有更多人的牺牲,
the longer Mervey lives, more will die.
各方面的人意见讨论,
and people got all the different opinions and their all the discussions, human rights,
精神科医生,
psychiatrist,
纷纷写信给国会,
wrote to the Congress,
给大法官, 向总统求成,
to judges, to president,
要小心处理这个案件,
to ask for lenient treatment.
人的想法都是这样子,
people thought like this,
不管是那个凶手,
whether it's the killer,
不管是受害者了,
all victims,
大家解决问题的方法,
to solve the problem,
都想对方死,
was to want death for the other party.
两方面的人都差不多,
they were quite similar in a sense.
难道人生的困境和无助就这样子发展下去吗?
Is it helplessness and difficulties for human lives?
结束创世纪的第四章,
at the end of chapter 4 of Genesis,
在这个黑暗的时候,
in these dark hours,
神仍然掌权, 掌握一切,
God is still sovereign.
神再一次是给亚当夫妇一个孩子,
God gave graciously another child to Adam and Eve.
这个孩子和他的后裔是寻求神的,
this child and his descendants sought God.
孩子的名字叫赛特,
his name was Seth.
意思都是根基,
meaning foundation,
都是相信神给他们的盼望,
that's hope from God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们为什么带着你去吗?
Why are we gathering here?
我们为什么坚持我们的信仰?
Why do we keep our faith?
为什么有些人离去了?
Why that when someone has departed?
为什么有些人背叛了主?
Some rebel against God.
那我们为什么要坚持啊?
And you still go on.
因为我们所相信的信仰是真实的,
because our faith is a genuine one.
我们在这里还要等候我们主的再来,
and here we are waiting for our Lord's return.
这个事情一定会发生,
this will certainly come to pass.
我们的根基在耶稣基督的里面,
our foundation is in Christ our Lord.
神给亚当夏娃另一个儿子,
God gave Adam and Eve another son.
在黑暗中有光下来了,
so there's light in darkness.
这个好像神差派大卫牧师,
just like God sending Reverend David
Whitfield, 从乡下跑到纽约市,
going all the way from the countryside to New York City,
为了拯救落在罪恶当中的年轻人呢,
to help those young people in trouble,
信心相信神,
by faith believe in God,
是创世纪第四章的结束,
is the remark at the end of chapter 4 of Genesis.
他画下一个美丽人生的大的图画,
this is a beautiful picture painted for us,
就是我们得到了拯救,
that we will receive salvation.
朋友,
dear friend,
你愿意相信神接受神吗?
Are you willing to accept Christ and believe in God?
不要再保留自己了,
don't wait and procrastinate.
盼望你的心愿意照神的吩咐去生活,
I pray that your heart will be willing to follow God's commands.
都好像一条健康的小毛虫啊,
just like a little caterpillar,
因着神给你的新生命,
because of the new life given,
改变了自己,
you change,
蜕变成一只又一只美丽的蝴蝶,
and you change into a beautiful butterfly.
在我们信主的人身上,
for us Christians,
经历到那真正闪亮飞跃的人生,
we've experienced a beautiful life in Christ,
在座还没有接受主耶稣的朋友
，Among us, if you have not received Christ as your Savior,
你愿意接受主耶稣的生命吗
？Are you willing to receive Him as well？
我盼望你愿意接受。
I do hope you will。
那这样子
，so that
你会蜕变成一子
，you will change and transform
一个真正振翅高飞美丽的蝴蝶啊
，a beautiful butterfly that will soar high in the sky。
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together。
主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们这样的时间。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time。
学习聆听到你的话语。
We can learn from your word。
主，你的话语在我们胸膛上，好像活水一样。
That your word is like living stream in us。
这个活水才能够滋润我们的生命。
This living stream will。We keep us going.
叫我们有正常健康的信仰生活。
They will have a healthy and normal life.
主，我们心灵里面依靠你。
Lord, we trust in you and count on you.
因为我们依靠自己实在不能。
Because we cannot rely on ourselves.
主，今天的话语。
We commit the word spoken today.
求你放在福音朋友的当中。
May you help all those yet to believe.
你亲自来让他成长。
Reach the words and help them grow.
在暗中之中
And when we don't know,
呼唤他们
Speak to them, call them.
他们接受主你的救恩
So that they will receive your salvation.
我们恭敬把我们的教会福音聚会
We commit this gospel meeting of the church to you.
受浸的聚会
And the baptism meeting that's coming.
还有未来的诗歌的布道会
And also the musical outreach.
还有我们年老的弟兄姊妹，他们生病的情况
，and our elderly brothers and sisters who may be frail，
都恭敬地交在你的手中。
We commit all these to you。
你亲自完成你的工作。
May you do your good work。
让我们有一个依赖你的心。
That we totally trust in you。
我们如此祷告。
We pray this。
乃奉耶稣基督的名而求。
In Jesus' holy name。
阿门。